Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite usher. He's the head usher at the American Airlines Center. It's Jesse the Octogenarian, who was the head usher for the Usher Show. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
What's that now?
I say, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. You're going to have to speak up. I can barely hear you as this phone.
Well, maybe turn your hearing aid up. How about that?
All right. Talk now.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's it. I got you now.
Well, how are you, Jesse?
Well, I'm doing all right. I've been having some trouble breathing and some prostate trouble.
Oh, gosh.
Well, hard time going to the urination.
Sorry to hear that.
All right. That's to be expected. I'm a little bit older than you young fellas.
Yeah.
What is happening in your world?
Well, we called you to talk about the big concerts last week at the American Airlines Center, like the Usher concert.
The Usher concert, you say?
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, that was one of the crazy events I've worked since. Probably since I did Mark Cuban's private gladiator party. I guess that would be the... But it got off to a poor start earlier in that day before the concert. I seen this bus pull up in an unauthorized area. So I tell that bus driver to move, and he said, "This is the Usher bus." So I say, "Okay, that's fine. I'll go in and rest for a while, maybe grab something from the deli tray, take water, you know, do my business." And young man started to get on the bus. The young man said, "No, you don't understand, cracker. This is the Usher bus." I said, "Well, I'm the senior usher here at this facility, and I hop on this damn bus if I damn please." You know, I use a little salty language.
Right, yeah, sometimes you got to do that.
Heard something that salty before. But. Well, the young gentleman bus driver proceeded to pull out a semi-automatic pistol and press it against my forehead.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
And said, "Back off, Methuselah." He used a different M word.
Yeah.
But he said, "Back off or you're going to get a hollow point from this here gat."
Jeez.
Well, now, most people may have been scared by this occurrence, but not me. I killed 70 Germans and 43 Japanese, and I ain't going to take no lift from some punk bus driver.
Jeez, okay. Let's settle down.
It was World War II, yeah,
so
okay.
I knocked that gun out of his hand by grabbing his arm and twisting it behind his back. And I stood behind him, low-talking threats into his ear with my hot Listerine breath. And I'm saying, "You mess with me, you're messing with the wrong depends wearer, sonny." You want to talk to me, you show me a little respect.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he responded with a comment that, I don't know if I can say it here, but it was to the effect of me going somewhere else and having intercourse with myself.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, "Let me tell you something, sonny." And I said this over the crack of his humerus and the paper-tearing sound of it coming through his skin.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, "I'll tell you two things, in fact, free of charge. Number one, this arm here that you've enjoyed using for the past 25 years ain't never going to work right again. And number two, you smart off to me one more time, and I'm going to tear your junk off by the root and shove it in your mouth and bury you in a place that your family will find you on Christmas Day, you hear?"
What the heck kind of threat is that?
Man, you're a bad man. I didn't realize you still had it in you.
Well, he backed down about then, and then the man who stole my job title come up from the bus bedroom, introduced himself as a musical artist named Usher. So that's when I realized what had happened here, and we all laughed at the confusion, except for the man with the bones sticking out.
Yeah, I don't imagine he was too happy.
And I said, oh, okay, you Usher. Okay, you the gentleman that's dating Bay Wansey?
No.
And he said, no, that's Jay-Z. And I said, well, I didn't know that the fella from It's Just Banter dated Bay Wansey.
Oh, gosh. I think you're getting them confused.
It's only one podcast, that's it. But anyway, but that he was nice gentleman, and then the concert started a few hours later, and that crowd, they was a-dancing and a-moving. They was cutting quite a rug, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
But they was also grinding on each other like dogs in heat.
That's just kind of how some people dance now, Jesse.
You didn't see that in my day. We wouldn't even touch each other at our social balls.
Mm-hmm.
But on these concerts, they practically touch each other's balls. But the girls at the concert was a twerking. You ever heard of this?
Yes, mm-hmm. We've heard of that.
Twerking is? It's when the young ladies jiggle the mud flaps real crazy like, making them jiggle like the jello they serve me at the assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild look to that thing. I tell you what, doing a little something for me, though.
Was it?
It sure was. And I was also at the Justin Timberlake concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't working. I just bought a ticket to that. I like JT. I'm doing my best along with him to bring sexy back.
I didn't know you'd be familiar with him.
Huge fan of Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on in Ferguson? That's the biggest.
Yeah, we've got to let you go, Jesse.
Yeah.
Thanks for the time as always,
okay,
but we're up against it.
We all have a Merry Christmas.
Well, you too,
okay,
Jesse.
You too.
All right, have a. Okay, now.
Take care. There goes Jesse the Usher.